Hello everyone and welcome to another Audio Mo. This time for June the 15th, 2022. It's Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting here. Halfway through the Audio Mo's. Yes, yes, it's very good. Enjoying it. I am. Yeah, it's very good. Kind of wishing that Backpack, which is the go-to for me when I'm doing these semi-live audios, would have some echo and delay and some reverbs and stuff you could put on your voice. You could almost like sing then, couldn't you? You could, and maybe even some clever stuff where you could have like multi-tracking or something. I know it's not a DAW, it's not a DAW, and that's what they'll probably say, but I don't know. When I start thinking about the possibilities, I end up wondering with my mind. But definitely it could do with some reverb for your voice and stuff, so you could just echo off into the distance, dance. Anyway, that's your free advert for Backpack. I'm going to tell you a bit about my June the 15th and why my booms, mows were delayed. And I'm calling this something along the lines of when man and his dog both get some stick. So there is a picture of a stick as part of the image for the for this audio mow. I'll tell you about my stick first, then into about the dog's stick in a minute. So I got some stick because I got banned from Twitter, or suspended from Twitter for I don't know how long, because I didn't notice at first until I needed it. Basically, I retweeted a really, in my opinion, a car crash interview between a talk radio presenter who was talking to, I think, like a human rights kind of person who was acting and talking on behalf of the migrants that have been repatriated to Rwanda. I mean, honestly, I thought it was an April Fool's when I first heard that, but, you know, Priti Patel and all that brigade want it to happen. So, and it seems to be, well, not adversely unpopular with many members of the public, but my opinion is different. I didn't express an opinion. I didn't say anything about who I was aiming my comment at, but I did retweet this because the interview was terrible. Whosever side you're on, and whatever you think about it, the interview was disgraceful, to be honest. And I said something along the lines of, I'll post this interview here and leave you to decide who the clothy had been is, or something like that. It was, there's a cloth he had been to this interview, I'll leave you to decide who it is. I mean, and literally I've read a far, far worse than that. And, you know, I've done the run around asking people about it and just being interested. And clearly, I guess someone reported it. Anyway, I got a ban for that. And then found that the appeal thing wasn't accessible, as in I use a screen reader, for those that don't know. So I use a screen reader to hear what the my screen is has displayed on it, so I couldn't appeal. So I had to essentially just say, "Yeah, okay," delete the tweet, and that was me basically saying that I was in breach, although I acknowledged I was. But I will say something on the Twitter support and access and all the rest of it. But anyway, that was that. No biggie, but it meant that I couldn't post my boos in the way that I wanted to. Mo's boos, doing it again, juxta. Posing between the two of them, and then Pergo, my guide dog, he was having a little, let's say, taking his repose, let's say, basically having a wee and doing what he needed to do in the little garden thing that we've got at work. And then he decided to, because he's a retriever, he grabbed this bush because he'd finished and he was shaking it and pulling it apart and stuff. And I said, leave it, Bergs, and, you know, that kind of thing. Got him to come back to me. But the damage was already done. He wasn't himself at all. He was sort of trying to almost like cough something up. Took him into the office and they said, yeah, it looks like he's bleeding in his mouth a bit. He wouldn't let, I mean, he's very he will let me open his mouth, have a look and feed him things that I need to, like if I need to give him medication. He's very, very good like that, but he wouldn't open his mouth, and bless him, it was so sweet. He'd get putting his paw up to his mouth and not letting me kind of go there. Like, Dad, no. Anyway, it required a trip to the vet, and they found the offending article that is in the image. It is a stick that is probably 1.5-2 inches long and about the size of quite a thick pencil. It makes this noise, that sort of thing. That's what was stuck in the roof of his mouth between his molars. So that was man and his dog both getting some stick. So my account and I live to fight another day, and my audio mowing will continue. It's a hot day today. It's one of the hottest days of the year. What are you saying, Perks? You good boy? Yeah, he's a good boy. He's having a scratch. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Thanks for listening. And do check out all the other people that audio mowing with the hashtag audio mow. I'll speak to you tomorrow.